is the Yalkut Shemaini that says Mashiach comes, even though the other Yom Tevim will become bottle. Purim will not become bottle. Purim is different. And so we have different Farshim. What does that mean? So the next part of the discussion that comes up is, what about Tainus Esther? We know when Mashiach comes, there's a pasuk and the Ram brings it down, that all the fast days will be transformed, all the days of sorrow will be transformed to days of joy and simcha. And so Shailas, what about what's it going to be with Tainus Esther? Is Tainus Esther unique or different in any way? So again, so the two questions that come up, are we still going to fast? Is first of all, well, the last thing we just said, is Tainus Esther, is it a time of tsar, like the other fast days, or is it part of the Nes of Purim and part of the Simcha of Purim? And the second question is, even if it's a time of tsar, but maybe it's a package deal, it's a part of Purim, and just like Purim won't be forgotten, so too Tainus Esther won't be forgotten. So there's a sicha in Tavshim and Vav, the Rebbe talks about Tainus Esther, and the Rebbe says that the Ma'il of Tainus, the Kedusha, the greatness of Tainus Esther, we're going to have also when Mashiach comes. Yishlei Mashmai Sayyim Ratzin, the Tainus Esther is going to be Gam B'matzah Shal Geula. Which will be in the time of Geula, he Leirak B'zman B'yisheni. So this that we have the Ma'il of Tainus Esther, it's not only in times of like the B'yisheni, Shinishlam, which was asked at times of Purim, so obviously even in times of Aisheni they celebrated Purim with Neza Tainus Esther, they also did. Also when Mashiach comes, we're also going to have the Ma'il of Tainus Esther, like the Al Pi Psak Din Harambam in Hilchos Megillah, that he says Halachiyat Ches Hashemay HaPurim Leyivatlu. That won't become, we won't forget about Purim, Shinemar. If you may have Purim, it won't be removed from the Yidden, and we won't forget it. So move on, Shekin, who gam, and Nigel Tainus Esther. This that the Rambam says regarding Purim, so it applies also to, that it won't be forgotten, it applies also to Tainus Esther. It accomplishes something so high and great and powerful, and of his scholars trusting Elyon Baruch Hu, Vidarga kazu on such high level, she'im ba chilik ben galus hugula. The gilui, the eis ratzin of Tainus Esther is so high that even in the time of gula, we're still going to deher the gilui, and the eis ratzin we're gonna have. So the Rebbe doesn't say if we're gonna fast when we're gonna fast. No, but the Rebbe says the maila kedusha, the eis ratzin of Purim is going to be the eis ratzin of Tainus Esther is still going to be lost. What about are we going to fast? I don't know.